where it says dark night, means duskiness, misfortune, concrete, concealment, no light, or moonshine. It's dark. In other words, nobody can see what I'm doing. Job 24:15 says, "The eye also of the adulterer waiteth for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and disguises his face." Verse 10, "And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart." The woman there is referring to an adulteress. And Adam Clark, Bible commentary, brings out the point that this is quite likely a married woman. The attire there is talking about dress. Harlot, which refers to a prostitute. Subtle. Subtle in a good sense means to protect, maintain, and obey, but in a bad sense, it means to conceal a hidden thing. And so in this particular verse, it actually means to conceal a hidden thing. I'd like to take that just a little further. The attire of a harlot is more than just the clothes we wear. We have Christian people that I'm going to say have the attire of a harlot. If we're walking around with the immorality and we're immoral and we're not doing anything to get free and we're going to live in that state, that does show up. People can see that. It may show up in strange ways, but it will show up. So the first thing we see, or one of the things we see, the attire of a harlot. Verse 11, "She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house." The word loud there means make a loud sound, make a noise, clamorous. In other words, they let themselves be known. They want to be seen. Stubborn, to turn away, to slide back, to revolt, with the idea of hard and impossible to manage. Feet is referring to the foot that we use to walk on. Abide is a lodging place. The house is there referring to as a home. Verse 12. "Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner." Lieth in wait there means to lurk, to lie in ambush. And I like the way Adam Clark put it. He put it this way. He said, "Continually exposes herself and showing by her gout and gestures what she is and what she wants." Verse 13, "So she caught him and kissed him and with impudent face said unto him." The word caught there means to fasten upon or to seize. Kissed has the idea of fastening up. Kiss is a mode of an attachment, affectionately attached. Impudent means to be stout, harden, prevail, and be strong. In other words, she didn't back off. She kept pushing herself on him. Verse 14, "I have peace offerings with me this day. I have paid my vows." Peace means to repay our voluntary sacrifice and thanks. Offerings has the idea of slaughtering of an animal or sacrificing. Paid means it's completed. Vows is a promise. I'm going to quote Adam Clark again. He says, "Pretending to be true to her vows, she has the feast prepared for him When having a peace offering, only a portion was burned on the altar, and the rest of the offerer made a feast for friends. Mixing religion and filth to ensnare the simple one. I'm going to read that statement again. Mixing religion and filth to ensnare this simple one, the simple one that's lacking understanding. Verse 15. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. Forth means to go, meet, and encountering diligently is the idea of getting up early, putting a lot of effort in to look for this person. This is very, very deceptive and flattering. I'm going to tell you that this lady cared no more for this guy than she did for anybody else. She was more interested about any guy coming, not this one. But to him, she makes it sound like, it's you I've been looking for. Now you take an individual that's looking and lacking and feeling unloved. A statement like that is going to feel pretty good. When they're dealing with feelings of being unloved and wondering if they're even wanted. And this lady comes and tells him, it's you I've been looking for. Verse 16, I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. Decked means to spread. The bed is referring to a bed or a couch, and coverings is exactly that. The idea of the linen, fine linen of Egypt, it's adorned in a very costly manner. Isaiah 19:9 refers to it as, moreover, they that work in fine flax and they that weave networks shall be confounded. 1 Kings 10:28, and Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt and linen, yarn. The king's merchants received the linen, yarn at a price. Ezekiel 27:7, fine linen with broidered work from Egypt was that which thou spreadest forth to be thy sail, blue and purple from the isles of Elisha was that which covered thee. It's talking about a very costly array. Verse 17, I have perfumed my bed with myrrh and aloes and cinnamon. Perfume there, and this is another word that I looked up a number of times because I didn't realize that this is what it means. It means to quiver, to rock to and fro, sprinkling, beckoning, rubbing, and basting. The bed, again, is referring to a bed. Myrrh talks about distilling drops or bitter. Aloes is aloe wood from the aloe wood tree. Cinnamon Adam Clark says she has used every means to excite the passions she wished to bring into action. The word cinnamon there actually means to erect. Verse 18. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. Come means to walk. Our fill means to slack the thirst, to bathe, or to make drunk. Love there means to boil, or a love token. Solace means to leap for joy and rejoice. Loves means to love or an affection. The idea of gratifying each other with loves, with the utmost delights. The one commentator actually made the comment that if this was translated exactly the way it was written, it would be gross to be literally translated, is what he said.